From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Guy Raz. Today in Washington, a federal appeals court upheld the constitutionality of last year's health law, specifically the requirement that nearly every American have health insurance. It's the second time a prominent conservative appeals court judge has written the majority opinion upholding the law. And as NPR's Julie Rovner reports now, backers hope these rulings influence conservatives on the Supreme Court as it prepares to take on that matter.
Today's case from the Washington, D.C. Circuit is actually the fourth to be decided by a U.S. appeals court on the question of whether Congress can require most Americans to have health insurance starting in the year 2014. And Judge Lawrence Silberman is the second prominent Republican appointee to answer yes to that question, says Elizabeth Wydra of the Constitutional Accountability Center.
Judge Silberman ruled that the Affordable Care Act and the minimum coverage provision, or the individual mandate as it's known, is constitutional under the Commerce Clause power granted to Congress by the Constitution.
Now, this case is probably not the one the Supreme Court will consider. In fact, the justices are expected to meet this Thursday to discuss whether they'll take up one of the other cases currently before them. But the D.C. case is expected to be important for other reasons, says Ian Millhiser. He's with the liberal think tank, the Center for American Progress.
It's influential because the D.C. Circuit, which is frequently called the second highest court in the country, it's influential because it's Judge Silberman, who is one of the most well-regarded conservative judges on the D.C. Circuit.
Silberman, an appointee of Ronald Reagan, also served in the Nixon and Ford administrations. And during his long judicial career, he's written several notable decisions that are dear to conservatives' hearts, including one striking down the District of Columbia's ban on handguns. But Elizabeth Wydra of the Constitutional Accountability Center, which supports the health law and its mandate, says this one probably won't make conservatives quite so happy.
Here you have one of the most important conservative judges telling the Tea Party that their idea of a limited federal government without the power to address national problems has no relation to our actual Constitution itself.
Backers of the law hope that Silberman's opinion, along with that of Judge Jeffrey Sutton, a George W. Bush appointee, will help influence some of the conservative members of the Supreme Court. Sutton wrote the decision upholding the insurance requirement in the Sixth Circuit in Cincinnati. But Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel isn't so sure. He argued one of the cases challenging the law.
I don't think these particular decisions, because someone is appointed by a particular president, is going to ultimately affect them. What will affect them, however, obviously, is the reasoning and whether they agree with the reasoning.
If the Supreme Court, as expected, decides at its members-only conference Thursday which of the health law cases it will hear later this term, it could make that decision public as soon as next week. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.